cholera morbus. Advice to families for the prevention and cure of this dreadful malady, as extracted from the London Gazette, the 20th of October, 1831. It is important to point out the instant measures which may safely and beneficially be employed where medical aid cannot immediately be procured. All means tending to restore the circulation and maintain the warmth of the body should be had recourse to without delay. The patient should always immediately be put to bed, wrapped up in hot blankets, and warmth should be sustained by other external applications, such as repeated frictions with flannels and camphorated spirits. Poultices of mustard and linseed, equal parts, to the stomach, particularly where pain and vomiting exist. Similar poultices to the feet and legs to restore their warmth. The returning heat of the body may be promoted by bags containing hot salt or bran, applied to different parts of it. For the same purpose of restoring and sustaining the circulation, white wine whey with spice, hot brandy and water, or sal volatile in a dose of a teaspoonful in hot water, frequently repeated, or from 5 to 20 drops of some of the essential oils, as peppermint, cloves, or kajput, in a wine glass of water may be administered. With the same view, where the stomach will bear it, warm broth with spice may be employed. In very severe cases, or where medical aid is difficult to be obtained, from 20 to 40 drops of laudanum may be given in any of the warm drinks previously recommended. Signed, Henry Halford, President of the Board. This treatment is within the means of every family. All that is required being that they should provide themselves with the following simple medicines. 1 pint of spirits of wine and camphor, 1 or 2 pounds mustard and linseed powder, 2 ounces of sal volatile, 1 ounce of essential oil of peppermint, cloves or kajput, all of which may be procured for a few shillings. It is seriously recommended that every person should be prepared with the prescribed remedies, so that nobody shall have to attribute to his want or caution the spread of a malady so terrible and overwhelming.